Good morning. It looks like the final session of the trading week is going to start on a positive note as far as the Australian share market is concerned. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 17 points, and that's in response to what was generally a pretty positive session as far as Wall Street in particular was concerned. Still getting through a lot of company results. That's an important part of the picture at the moment. But what we're also getting is a lot of Fed officials chiming in with their views on how the US Fed should position itself in terms of thinking about interest rates. So most notably on that front, well, arguably the biggest catalyst of the last session has been the head of the New York Federal Reserve. He's a gentleman called John Williams. He was expanding on his thoughts around rate cuts, and he indicated that the Fed should act quickly if the economy requires some support. So that got the attention of markets and currency markets in particular. It's why the US dollar has fallen away, but it was quite supportive in the broader picture as far as equity markets are concerned. So at the close of trade, the S&P 500 was up by about a third of a percent, the NASDAQ was up by a quarter of a percent, and the Dow Jones was largely flat. Elsewhere, it was a busy night as far as US corporate earnings were concerned. There were a couple of clangers. This was the first opportunity that investors had had to respond to Netflix, which reported numbers after the market closed the day earlier. The big miss on international subscriber numbers, still getting a lot of traction as far as the discussion around that stock's concerned. And also the ability, or inability rather, to pass on price increases is a big talking point about Netflix. So that's why the stock was down by just over 10%. IBM was an organization that initially suffered a little bit after reporting numbers. Their traditional business not doing well, but the market eventually took a glass half full approach to their cloud accounting business, and that stock ended up by about 4%. Morgan Stanley and Philip Morris, examples of organizations that moved higher following their results. After the market closed, Microsoft blew the doors off expectations in terms of their earnings, so that stock is moving higher in after hours trade and was a factor helping the futures move likewise in after-hours trade. Elsewhere, as far as the local picture is concerned today, we don't have much in the way of economic news. In fact, nothing in of a tier one nature. Oil was down by around 2.5% overnight. Iron ore fell by 1%. Gold firming by about a third of a percent. And the Aussie dollar, as I said, higher on the back of a weaker greenback. So it's closer to 70.7 US cents.